Hey, Corey here. We've had an influx of new listeners, and so I just want to make sure that if you are new to the podcast, you don't just jump in and start listening to these daily episodes, which we've been doing. Please go back and listen to the first at least 8 episodes so you have an idea of what Collapse is, what it is that Corey is talking about. Also, if you've been with us for a while and you're enjoying the content, please join us on Patreon. We would love to see you there. There's a link, as always, in the description. I'm sure you're all just dying to have another weather update from me. So I will say that the snow, the 2 inches that we got, a week or so ago, there's still remnants of it on the ground, which means that it has remained cold enough, though it has gotten above freezing most days. It doesn't get too far above freezing, and any snow in the shade still remains. That said, I did look at the 15-day forecast. There is no chance of precipitation over the next 2 weeks, and it is going to get up to almost 50 degrees. As crazy of a winter as it had been, and by crazy, I mean crazy warm, up to, you know, the first and second week of January, I did expect that that would break. I expected that, you know, things would cool down significantly and that we could expect plenty of snow. While we did have a week of maybe close to normal temperatures, still slightly warmer than normal, you know, the complete lack of precipitation, and then the warmth coming back here next week, hitting almost 50 degrees Fahrenheit, is just unheard of for end of January going into February. Maybe February will be the month that saves winter, or maybe this continues. And if it did, wow, just really, really drastically different. Just on a sort of quick side note here, I know this is not the purpose of today's episode, but I had taken a quick look at the levels for Lake Mead and Lake Powell. And Lake Mead has recovered a little bit because of all of the rain that California received. There was atmospheric river after atmospheric river there for a couple of weeks that caused a lot of damage in the Pacific Northwest. Now, the recovery of Mead was not substantial, but it did at least increase. However, Lake Powell has not increased. And looking at a chart there, is rather dire. The amount of water in that reservoir continues to fall off as it inches ever closer to minimum power pool. And much of that will be determined this spring when we'll see how much water was coming down off the mountains, how much snowpack was there. If the snowpack is much less than normal and the water usage continues to, you know, remain the same or increase as it does with growth, this could genuinely be a very frightening spring, summer, and fall for Lake Powell. So we will see as it gets closer. All right, moving on to today's articles, there are two different ones that I want to read. Both of these are reports that have been released and reports that were released by the government, the U.S. Administration. And I think both highlight a couple of very interesting things. One is that we're collapsing, that the temperature keeps rising, that our infrastructure is failing. But also it gives us a view into how this current administration is going to deal with it, or the blame they're going to place, the brainwashing that they're going to try, and maybe gaslighting would be a better word, that they're going to commit. So jumping in, this first one is a NASA report, which says that there has been record heat in 2025, but they omit any reference to climate change. There's an article on this report in phys.org that says, don't say the C word. Global temperatures soared in 2025, but a NASA statement published Wednesday alongside its latest benchmark annual report makes no reference to climate change, in line with President Donald Trump's push to deny the reality of planetary heating as a result of human activities. That marks a sharp break from last year's communications issued under the administration of Democrat Joe Biden, which stated plainly, this global warming has been caused by human activities and has led to intensifying heat waves, wildfires, intense rainfall, and coastal flooding. According to Michael Mann, if you're familiar with Mann, in this article he has a quote that says, the U.S. government is now, like Russia and Saudi Arabia, a petrostate under Trump and Republican rule, and the actions of all of its agencies and departments can be understood in terms of the agenda of the polluters that are running the show. It is therefore entirely unsurprising that NASA administrators are attempting to bury findings of its own agency that conflict with its climate denial agenda. Zeke Hausfather, we've talked about him a little bit before on the podcast. He's got some great stuff out there. He's a research scientist at Berkeley Earth, added, quote, I'm just happy they were allowed to put out a press release. pretty much all federal scientists working on climate in the U.S. have had to self-censor and leave out reference to human influences on climate change, unfortunately. Thankfully, much of the underlying science is still occurring, even if they cannot talk about it. NASA's analysis found the average temperatures for 2025 were 1.19 degrees Celsius above the 1951 to 1980 average. So you see 1.2 Celsius and you're like, oh, that's less than what we've seen. But the average that we're talking about is a much more recent average, and that skews that number quite a bit. Depressing to hear that scientists are having to self-censor, that these reports are censoring any mention of climate change or, you know, any human cause in the temperature increase. And, you know, what Zeke was saying there was that at least the research is still going on behind the scenes, but it may not continue, right? As funding continues to get cut, it may come to a point that, you know, these researchers or their labs are completely shut down. Luckily, though, a year into the Trump administration, that has not happened yet. All right, for the second of these, this is a Department of Energy report. It was actually released back in July, but for some reason, it's not really being talked about or seen by anyone until now. I had not heard about this until today. The main gist of this report are that blackouts could potentially increase by 100 times in the U.S. by 2030. The Department of Energy, you know, they did a bunch of research. They released this annual report, and based on several different factors, things like the retiring of old fossil fuel plants, new methods not being put into place fast enough, growth of demand on the system, especially by data centers, all of these things are causing a rapid, you know, imbalance in which demand is outstripping supply, and that in just 4 years from now, we could be experiencing a 100 times increase in the number of blackouts in the U.S. That is eye-opening. Now, many people are quick to mention that, hey, read the article and I guess the release by the government itself, and you'll see maybe why they are so willing to talk about this. Because at first glance, it might be like, well, this makes, you know, this makes the government look bad, like they're not handling infrastructure properly. And Donald Trump is always talking about how he does everything the best and under him, everything's working perfectly. So let's dig a little bit deeper and see what's going on. I'm going to read a few things here. So it says, the Department of Energy warns that blackouts could increase by 100 times in 2030 if the U.S. continues to shutter reliable power sources and fails to add additional firm capacity. The analysis reveals that existing generation retirements and delays in adding new firm capacity, driven by the radical green agenda of past administrations, will lead to a surge in power outages and a growing mismatch between electricity demand and supply, particularly from artificial intelligence-driven data center growth, threatening America's energy security. This report affirms what we already know. The United States cannot afford to continue down the unstable and dangerous path of energy subtraction previous leaders pursued, forcing the closure of baseload power sources like coal and natural gas. In the coming years, America's reindustrialization and the AI race will require a significantly larger supply of around-the-clock, reliable, and uninterrupted power. President Trump's administration is committed to advancing a strategy of energy addition and supporting all forms of energy that are affordable, reliable, and secure. If we are going to keep the lights on, win the AI race, and keep electricity prices from skyrocketing, the United States must unleash American energy. Basically, they are saying we can't shut down all of the old polluting fossil fuel plants like has been planned. We need to keep those open, and we need to open more. They're basically saying that renewables aren't cutting it, and so oil is and gas is really the only option. They're basically putting a reverse on any efforts that have been made to reduce the amount of carbon dioxide put into the atmosphere. Now, are they wrong? Probably not. We are probably at risk of 100 times the blackouts coming, and we knew that. But using fossil fuels is putting a Band-Aid on a bullet hole, and we don't need to talk about all of the reasons why. You know them very well if you've been listening to this podcast or paying any attention to all the other resources out there that explain it. It does break down by region where there's going to be the most trouble. It appears that New Jersey area is going to struggle, the upper Midwest, part of the western United States, the Intermountain West, as well as, probably worst of all, is Texas. And here's the thing. This is only in 4 years. 4 years ago, we had no idea about the rapid growth in AI data centers that were going to be coming, right? 4 years from now, if AI is still going as strong as it is today, and it continues to grow as much as it has, are we going to explode even further in the types of data centers or other energy-hungry facilities that are going to have to be built? It feels like we are going to fall off the energy cliff, especially in regards to infrastructure. You know, even if we have the oil in the ground or the natural gas in the ground to last us for a good while, this rapid transition into increased electrification is going to put a major strain. And it feels like the only thing that will slow that, will stop that, is if there can be major breakthroughs in the next few years in nuclear fusion or something like that, right? Now, that's always been a decade away. People say it always will be, and that may very well be the case. Even if they came out this year with some massive breakthrough in that technology, how long would it take before that would ever be put into commercial scale? I'm not saying that it won't happen, not even saying that it couldn't happen, you know, in time to prevent the worst impacts or consequences of the energy issues. But as we talked about before, even if we ever did come up with a solution like that, nuclear fusion, unlimited clean energy, that would have resounding and detrimental, extremely detrimental impacts on the rest of society, in that it would essentially allow for an explosion of growth, which we already know is not sustainable. All right, we'll end it there today. Thank you for being here. We'll speak again tomorrow.
Neulich bei der Versicherung.
Bahnhof.
Bahnhof. Bahnhof.
Bahnhof.
Bahnhof.
Bahnhof.
Bahnhof.
Bahnhof.
Bahnhof.
Bahnhof.
Bahnhof.
Bahnhof.
Bahnhof.
Bahnhof.
Bahnhof.
Sie verstehen bei Ihrem Berater nur Bahnhof? Zeit zu Ergo zu wechseln, denn da verstehen Sie nur.
Einfach.
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 Einfach. Einfach.
Einfach.
Einfach.
Einfach.
Denn wir machen Versichern einfacher. Einfach, weil's wichtig ist. Ergo.
Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Ja, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.
Hey, Corey here. If you are listening to the back catalog of Breaking Down Collapse, thank you. Those episodes are so vital. They're so important. But I also wanted to let you know that I am now doing daily episodes. Yes, that's right. Here on the podcast, daily episodes. So if you are enjoying the back catalog, great. Please also feel free to zoom forward to the most recent episodes. Catch us daily. They are quick little episodes, and I think you'll enjoy them. Thanks.